Joe Biden. We're listening to Legit Bat Podcast. And now your hosts, Jim Jan and Bland.
Well, welcome back to Planet Retard. It's been a while, and we are live on Rockfin.
What up, retarded faggots?
And we have a couple special guests joining us off the cuff, very, very last minute. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I didn't even think about asking Ben on because he's, it's the weekend and it was last minute and we were drinking beer, so whatever. But we have Allison Gray, you might have known her from a previous show we just did, and Andrew from a couple Planet Retards. I think you've done a few with us now, right?
I think three.
Yeah, sounds about right. And he always brings the heat with the retards, which is good because actually, last minute looking up these stories, it wasn't that it was scarce. It was just like, it's not really stuff I want to, you know, who cares? But he always brings amazing stuff, and Allison also brought some stuff. So thanks for joining us. So I'll start the screen share here. And again, thank you on Rockfin for joining us live. Let me find the right tab here. And on audio, if you want to catch these live shows, rockfin.com/legitbat, and you can subscribe over there so you can see all of our stupid shit. So this, the first story we have is a PolitiFact fact check, and we know how, you know, correct those are.
They even have a meter to tell you how true
it's
or false.
It's very
it is.
False. This story is very false.
That meter looks legit.
And it's that's not an AI meter at all. What we were talking about the last couple shows, of course, the eclipse thing, but it's just funny that they're fact checking different theories on the eclipse. So this one is titled "Three Rockets NASA is Launching During the April 8th Solar Eclipse is a Ritual Causing Mass Psychosis." This is the claim. Now their fact check says no, NASA doesn't have a mission to cause mass psychosis.
So just the fact, it's very suspect that they would even have to fact check this.
Right.
That's
like,
that's
why even
retarded.
Acknowledge it? Yeah.
That's the thing I have with fact checks is that they're like, this is so stupid that we have to fact check it. And it's like, why? If it's so stupid, why do you have to fact check it? I've said it so many times. I'm like, if you eat glitter, you'll turn into a mermaid. Guess how many times that's going to get fact checked? Zero. Because it's so stupid. So when they're saying these things are so stupid that they have to fact check it, it's like, do you think the claim is stupid or the people that are reading it are so stupid they're going to believe it?
Like, articles like this are causing mass psychosis.
Yeah, PolitiFact is causing mass psychosis. Fact check that, yeah.
Yes, science!
I was actually asking some friends if there's actually, like, a cult I can join that was associated with, like, you know, like Heaven's Gate, like, just for the eclipse.
That's a good one.
And apparently there are some people that are doing that.
Wow. I don't doubt it. I can see that. It's 2024. Why not?
What's your goal?
Fuck it. Why not?
Just to see if they're right? Like, just taking a gamble? Like, are we going to get sucked up into heaven?
Well, I mean, it's a like, cult that lasts, like, what, 15, 20 minutes to a half hour? Why not?
It's like an hour, roughly.
Oh. Is it that
cult
long?
Cult trial run.
That's too long for a cult for me, so I'm out.
No, I'd be in because it's like a safe trial period of what a cult feels like. And then you could just dip.
Yeah, and then you could write on your Substack about it, about how it was to be in a cult.
You should do it. Go undercover as a cult
trial
member.
Period.
As a journalist, as a PolitiFact fact checker.
Ooh, yeah. And
talk about my experience on PolitiFact. Or no, who's the one always doing exposés like that? Like, oh, I went undercover. It's like Vice or one of those?
Oh, no. Project Veritas?
Steven Crowder.
You know what? All of the above.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It could be any of those. So the thing that actually caught my eye about this one, though, too, is that, I mean, first of all, it is stupid. I don't know who's saying that the three rockets they're launching is going to cause a mass psychosis. I don't think the rockets are at all. Maybe something else, but not the rockets. Apparently, if you're to believe the science, they have launched rockets before at solar eclipses. Now, I don't remember ever hearing about that, but if you want to read the news, they say that they've done this before. Because, you know, why not shoot rockets at a shadow that the moon is causing, apparently, from the sun? Like, what? Okay. I heard some, I think it was OBDM was talking about how if you want to, because apparently the reason for doing this is to look at the effect that a sudden decrease in temperature or solar radiation has. And they're like, why don't you just do that at night? It happens every night. And I guess it's not sudden enough because it's gradual.
It's because they're trying to block out the sun. I mean, we've seen it for real. And I'm not even trying to sound like a weird conspiracy theorist, but I've seen them try to block out the sun with chemtrails or whatever you want to call it across the sky for the entire day out here. So I would be willing to bet that's what they're shooting rockets into the sky to see. What would the sudden decrease in light or energy or whatever be with that energy source still present?
Yeah, I can see that.
Who knows? So a lot of this, the rest of this kind of goes into the actual, you know, things we talk about, which are crazy conspiracy theories. It's just for entertainment, just to fuck with you.
And what I find so weird is that, like, if you are going to fact check weird conspiracies, why make one up about how people are saying it's going to cause psychosis? Because I don't see anyone saying that. I see people saying, that CERN is trying to open a portal and, like, unleash demons and stuff like that. Like, why not address those? Like, it's weird how they're, like, acknowledging conspiracy theories, but not the ones that people are actually talking about. I don't know what their strategy is here.
Well, they usually kind of turn it inside out. Well, they'll take a semi-legitimate claim or theory, then apply it to a different one that doesn't make any sense and say that claim is bogus, obviously. And anybody who reads that will also be like, that's retarded. Why would you do that? But they're taking a claim about something else and applying it to a different reason. I've seen that a lot with fact checks, and it's maddening because they're like, that's not even what that claim was saying. They weren't saying that about that particular thing.
But the only people who read fact checks and seriously read them to find out what is true and false are people who would read this article and say, oh my gosh, some people think that this is trying to cause mass psychosis. I'm going to look more into this. And then they're going to go down that rabbit hole of trying to believe something. It's just like a big distraction.
It's just dumb. So yeah, in this article, it actually says the sounding rockets were previously launched during the October 2023 solar eclipse. Anybody remember hearing about that? Why are we hearing about it now? Anyway, at the very end of this, it says there's no evidence to support the idea that this scientific mission will cause mass psychosis. It didn't in 2023, and it's not expected to now. We rate this claim false. So you have nothing to worry about. False. It's not going to cause mass psychosis. On to the next story, into the next 24-hour news cycle.
I feel so reassured.
Yeah. I feel very reassured by PolitiFact. They're always on the front lines of, you know, figuring these things out.
Oh, I almost sent you one of these.
Oh, so okay, so I'm not the
only
one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I've been reading all about this and contemplating.
It keeps coming up on my Instagram feed. I can't get away from this story.
Yeah, and for people who are on audio that can't see what we're looking at, it's the conjoined twins getting married. Yay for them. They tied the knot and probably a couple other things, but Abby Hensel is married. Just Abby, not Brittany. She's a different person, so she's not involved in the coitus, you know?
She's a bitch!
No, she's probably nice, but she's not allowed to join in that. So Abby Hensel is married, conjoined twin who rose to fame in reality show Abby and Brittany, secretly tied the knot with an Army veteran in 2021. So it's actually not really a new story. It's just coming out now, I guess. So an American teacher who shot to fame on a reality TV series with her conjoined twin quietly married 3 years ago, 28 years after captivating the world with an appearance on Oprah. That's suspect as it is. So Abby and her sister Brittany, one of only a few sets of diphthongous twins, that's a big word, in history to survive infancy, rose to fame on their TLC show, which chronicled their major life events, blah, blah, blah. So the pair share a single body, and from the waist down, all their organs, including the intestine, bladder, and vagina, are shared. In a documentary filmed when the girls were teenagers, their mother said they were keen to have children of their own one day, explaining this is probably something that could work because those organs do work for them. So just the picture itself is so 2024 and weird. Not their faces, they're beautiful. Just the face of the thing, people, and the dude. I don't know how to be PC about this at all. But Brittany did agree they're going to be moms.
How?
So do they have so Brittany and Abby, or Abby is the one that's married, shared something on her, I think it was on X, about how they about have
how
sex
they how they bang
yeah. and what they do. She's like, yes, we do have sex. Brittany's just doing something else, like
reading
or listening to music on her headphones while she's getting fucked in her vagina, because it's hers too.
No, it's their vagina.
It's, you're right, it's theirs. I'm sorry.
No, it literally said she ignores the pleasure and just reads or listens to music.
Like, I don't mean to be that person, but I think that actually did get fact checked and wasn't a real tweet. But I can't imagine that the truth about the situation would be very different from what that tweet describes.
That's like, why it's so
it's easy
funny.
To believe.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Because what do you do when your sister, your conjoined sister, is just having sex with her husband and you just have no choice but to be there?
Well, and by the way, for anyone actually watching or listening, yeah. this is real. These two ladies are conjoined twins. It's two heads on one set of shoulders. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bizarre enough. That's a chimera. That's
the
sign of the end times.
I've seen a couple episodes of the show back in the day when it came out. It was like early, like 2012 or 13 or I don't know, something like that. But they each control one side of the body. So the head on the left controls the left arm and the left leg. And then the other one is the same. So
yeah,
they've
which one has an orgasm?
Like this forever.
They both do.
They both do. But can you imagine having sex with someone who isn't moving one whole side of their body? I can't imagine.
Oh my God. Now we're getting into like real retard land.
Right. I'll raise you. Can you imagine having sex with somebody with two fucking heads?
Okay, fair enough.
Who gets off on that? We're missing the point here.
Because in all seriousness, I feel like, you know, if people get married for love, how could you marry someone knowing that you're kind of forcing or like coercing the other person attached to this person into being in a relationship with you that they don't want to be in? Like, I couldn't bring myself to marry someone who's only half willing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, how do you have a choice?
But how could you do that to someone who you've been connected to your whole life, too? I feel like also a betrayal.
Well, you know, my sister's
like, you'll never
right
be
now,
kissed.
Right?
Yeah, and that girl will never get married. Ever. The other
exactly.
one's never, because there's not going to be a dude that's going to share a bed with one or two chicks and another guy.
That's
like,
why it's
that's
precedent setting is because what if the other one wants to get married too? Do they have to share the same hole? So does the other one just pretend that, oh, this
they
is
have
your
to take
husband's
turns
time.
Banging like, too. Like,
this isn't really retarded though. This is just like abnormal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just weird. I don't know which end. It's somebody's retarded here. We're going to figure it out. All right, let's move on.
I would like to see like those two ladies actually marry two other men that have the same kind of situation, like their heads sticking out.
Conjoined set of guys.
Yeah, like see what happens then.
Oh, because I mean, twins marry twins all the time. Like that would actually. And that would be cool if that happened for them. If they
I
found
almost
that,
sent you this one too.
That is weird because I've seen a lot of stories lately of like identical twins marrying a set of identical twins, and it makes their kids like biological
yeah, I just
siblings.
Saw an article on that. Yeah,
I've seen a few of them now. Mm-hmm. It's like
all of a sudden,
a trend?
ET comes out, and it's like a brand new species or something.
Yeah,
it just, comes out with two heads.
It's half lichen, half vampire.
like four heads. I want to see four heads.
So this is classic Planet Retard here. Moving on to the next story. Airplane passenger fined in Sydney for urinating in a cup.
So I read this article. I almost sent it to you. Who sent you this?
I sent it to myself.
Oh, my gosh. I feel for this guy because I've been on the tarmac for 20 minutes after having consumed large quantities of alcohol.
Oh, no. I agree.
And they
with
don't
this
let
guy.
You get up and pee. So this guy just pees in a cup.
So a passenger has been fined for urinating.
Yes.
In a cup during a delay in deplaning after landing at Sydney Airport. The incident, after a three-hour Air New Zealand flight from Auckland, occurred last December, and a Sydney court fined the 53-year-old man $600 Australian dollars, which is only 395 American, come on, for offensive behavior in February. The incident only came to public attention on Friday when New Zealand news website Stuff. That's what they call it. All right. Reported that a passenger in the same row, identified only as Halv?
Holly.
Is that Holly?
I think the Y might just be cut off.
Oh. Said she had reported the behavior to the air crew. She said she and her 15-year-old daughter were sitting in the aisle in middle seats when the man in the window seat, whose name has not been released, was pissing in a cup. Holly? Oh, it is Holly. Okay. Said the plane had been on the tarmac for about 20 minutes. Well, I mean, you gotta pee. Like, fucking take off. Waiting for a terminal gate to be allocated when she heard the unmistakable sound of the passenger urinating in a cup. Man, I wish I had that sound effect.
Right, hey, well,
now.
He was in the window seat. If it, for anyone who travels all the time, sitting in the window seat is a pain in the dick when you have to pee a lot mm-hmm. on a plane because you have to inconvenience the two people sitting next to you.
Next time I fly,
I think he was doing them a service.
I'm about to just invest in one of those little like things you stick on your weenie that goes into like a... It's like a bag or whatever on your leg, and you just kind of let it go.
I'm
like nobody has to hear
too.
It. You don't have to get up. It might be worth it. By the time you get off the plane, it looks like you have bell bottoms on though, because there's so much piss in there.
Last time that we flew, well, not the last time, I guess, when I flew back to Massachusetts in last August, I had to pee so bad, and we were about to take off, but we were sitting on the tarmac for like 20 minutes, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to go now. And they had like seatbelt sign on, like we're going to take off any minute. And then I got up, I ran to the bathroom, I closed the door, and we were literally like taking off at that point. And the flight attendants went crazy. Like the pilot screamed at me. And I had to pee so bad, and I instantly couldn't pee because I was getting yelled at by like everyone on the plane. The flight attendants were banging on the door. They're like, get out, go back to your seat. And I was like, I just have to pee really quick. So yeah, it sucked.
Now, planes are the worst in general.
Why can't you use the bathroom while they're taking off? What do they think is going to happen?
Like a turbulence, anything?
Yeah,
shit.
For sure. Like if the plane just suddenly moved and I flew into the back, and then I would sue the airline if I survived. Whatever. They're worried about potential financial liability.
Why they aren't just letting this guy go and being like, "Thank you for
it's
not getting up."
He's sitting next to a Karen who reported him. I would be like, "Dude, I feel you." Honey, shield your eyes, but let this man go.
No, I'd be like, I'll hold my hoodie over you so nobody else has to see it or hear it or smell it or whatever. You go, bro, go. So I'm going to toss it over to Andrew here. You go do your thing.
I work with retards.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not sure if you guys are ready for this.
Oh, I am.
I'm
share,
ready.
Share that screen, son. Let's go.
Okay.
Fuck off.
So I have a whole bunch of them I actually had to delete. Some of them were actually not appropriate. They were a little too.
Are they gonna get kicked off?
Too good.
Well, I'm just gonna share some videos real quick here.
There we go. Cool. I'll let you know if I can hear
them. Let's go with. Here we go. So okay, hold on. I got those. Hold on. Let me.
Technical difficulties.
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for that. All of a sudden.
Oh, no. No worries. This is Planet Retard. We're not prepared for anything. I do have a couple more stories lined up, but... I actually have a lot.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go. And because I work in construction, here we go. Let's start off with this. I'm going to start... It's just going to be a video file list from here to... Here. And what's going on?
Is it?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yep.
Are you trying to play like every video all at once?
Disappointing!
No, am I fucking up? What's going on?
No, you're not.
I don't hear anything or see anything.
Yeah, is something happening
on your
end?
I see all your porn.
End?
Oh, but... shit. Oh, there we go. Uber-tarded.
Oh, well. This.
Let me figure that out. And let me figure that out.
Why are you gay? Hey, you suck dicks.
You had best unfuck yourself, Andrew.
You had best unfuck yourself.
I will unfuck myself.
I would love to know the context of these sounds. Where are you getting them from?
Movies, shows.
You've seen the Why Are You Gay guy, right?
Oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah,
but not the other
and then
one.
So who's gay?
Is it Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket, Sarge.
Hey, you suck dicks!
He's just a drill sergeant that's crazy.
Well,
insane.
And then there's some of them that are like friends from other shows. Like this is from Ryan Dean from Dangerous World.
Well, I'm a power bottom.
He does great ones, though. He does other ones. Where are the other? Oh, this one.
You weird homosexuals.
Yeah, I put friends on there. I put enemies on there. Everybody gets in the soundboard
enemies.
At some point. Yeah.
This is bullshit!
Hey, Joe, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to go ahead and send those videos to you because they may not
be on the chat or what?
I guess so.
Yeah, send them on the chat because I'm not on my phone right now. It's going to be hard to like send like email myself.
I apologize. This was actually a lot easier about 3 months ago. All of a sudden, thank you, Windows.
Well, you've got more retarded since then.
I am the god of fuck.
I have, actually. So, in the meantime, let me just go ahead and... Am I sharing still?
Yeah.
You're sharing. Okay. Just your file.
It's a lot of random thumbnails that I'm not sure what they are. I'm not sure if I want to know.
You might have to switch and share a different screen.
Actually, these are thumbnails just for retarded stuff.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Glad you have...
That's all they are.
Glad you have a special folder for it.
Oh, yeah, I do. Retarded.
Fuck those honkies.
I've been ready for this for a while.
I love this.
You fucker.
Okay, let me stop sharing. Let me go back to Zoom. Why can I?
Something's happening.
Is Zoom being retarded? Zoom might be retard of the week.
I see.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm gonna kill it.
We can play that video of the sperm whale exploding again if you want.
What? I'm sorry. What?
It was that video that I found.
It's nasty.
That doesn't sound fun.
Of a sperm whale exploding. It's hilarious because there's scientists, they find a beach sperm whale and there's a guy in like a hazmat type suit going up there, biologists or something, and they're trying to crack it open to examine it. And as they go to crack it open, you hear...
The Bountiful Dick Radio is brought to you by listeners like you. We are on a mission to inform, educate, and inspire a growing audience.
What are we playing?
I don't know. I didn't play anything.
What is going on?
What's going on?
So you stopped sharing and then it started playing something. What the fuck, bro?
Right.
All right. I'll just are you sending it on the chat or what?
I am so fucking confused right now. I'm sorry. This is getting tarded. I'm good though.
Hold on. I want to hear more about the exploding sperm whale, though.
Yes, let's go with that one.
No, I'm sharing this one. This is
so
that's
hold on.
Gross.
Let me just. It's really quick. So as they're trying to crack it open, and then you hear this crazy sound, and this guy starts running away, and the sperm whale explodes, and all of its intestines shoot at like a million miles an hour across this dock that they're on, and the guy just goes boom, like off the screen.
He goes
and
flying.
All
out.
Of its intestines spray onto the building behind it. It's wild. It's already dead, so it's not like sad or anything.
It's just gross, and you can look
it
up.
It's hilarious.
The whale was like fermenting or something, and oh my
100%.
God.
It was under pressure.
A lot of pressure, yeah. But just look it up. It's one of the first videos. I think it's hilarious. I laugh every time it explodes.
Right.
Is that your soundboard?
What?
Is that your soundboard? I see anti-gay boner too.
The wrong screen.
Oh. I might be sharing the wrong screen, yeah.
I like
it didn't say anti-gay, whatever.
That's what it said. It said anti-gay.
It did say that.
No. ain't gay. No, it's I ain't gay. So it's this one. Listen.
Because I ain't really gay. I'm going to suck that dick.
Because I ain't really gay.
Oh, I ain't gay. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody's seen behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ooh.
All right. Well, no, next story. So this one's funny, and it actually does have a video with it. So hopefully that's a video that goes with the story, because sometimes it doesn't. But the headline is fart spray prank causes evacuation at Kentucky High School. 7 students treated for fart spray. Let's listen to watch this video. Let's see what happens. Oh, hang on. Let's turn the sound.
I love ads.
This is not...
That's a different story. You guys heard about that, right? The fake Willy Wonka event?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. That's retarded. You want to talk about retarded? Pretty
well,
retarded.
Why is that video on this story?
Scroll
this
down.
Is what I mean.
I notice news sites do that. They'll put a different news video on an article just to get views for it. It's so weird.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry about the retard. I mean, this is Planet Retard. If you guys are listening, you know what to fucking expect. So fuck off. So this flatulence didn't just clear a room. A Kentucky high school was evacuated and several students were treated.
Hold on. Allison has to know that that's your actual fart.
It's my farts, yes.
No way.
Yeah. Several students were treated after a student unleashed fart spray. So if anybody who's been a kid ever knows that fart spray is just a stinky air conditioner or air unfreshener. I don't know. Police, firefighters, and EMS responded to the high school after receiving reports of a strong gas odor in the building, according to the sheriff's office. That happens in high schools. Kids fucking smell. My kid smells without farting, so why are you responding to this? Officials escorted everyone out of the school, and at least 7 students who reported feeling discomfort were evaluated by EMS. None of them required additional medical attention, and all the students and staff returned to class. Good for fucking them.
Oh, it was a chick who did it.
That's fucking great. Detectives determined there was no gas leak, and that the strong smell emanated from a liquid substance a 17-year-old female student allegedly poured inside 2 trash cans. So if you guys have ever played with stink bombs, you know, the little glass vials that have the foul, sulfur-smelling shit in them? Apparently, she just kind of dumped 2 of those in the garbage can.
It's a prank. Come on. Why are people getting so bent out of shape about it?
Tell the fucking cops about this.
Where in Kentucky? Well, because Kentucky has nothing going on. This is probably the most exciting thing that's happened, that it's making the news. Like, this is.
They made the New York Post. They are stoked.
Yeah. They have nothing going for them in Kentucky. So this is exciting. This is their big break.
They were like, finally, I get to use these tax dollars that pay me and do like, something.
A break from our cousin fucking or whatever.
Right. A break from arresting the local drunk.
Oh, so here's some more retarded shit. Where'd about Andrew go? I don't know. Andrew, where'd you go?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. We'll see you.
This is TikTok news, and everybody knows how much we love TikTok.
Fuck off.
12-year-old boy turns into human fireball in TikTok challenge gone awry. Because everybody knows eating Tide Pods and all that stuff is great for you.
What?
So this lady, Arizona, this is Arizona. I thought it was Florida. Arizona mother Tiffany Roper, sorry about that, is worrying about the dangers of social media. No shit. After a TikTok challenge gone awry, Tiffany realized something had gone horribly wrong after she awoke to a blood-curdling scream early in the morning. The petrified parent jumped out of bed in a panic and raced into his bedroom, her son's bedroom, where she discovered to her horror that her son was on fire. His polyester t-shirt had completely melted onto his skin. She says, I ended up grabbing my hose faucet from my sink and just spraying him down with water, as you do, and flooding my kitchen until 911 got there. My daughter heard it as well, so she woke up and got a towel and soaked in cold water and put it over him to help with the burns. He wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for their actions.
Wow.
So this is what happened. He had reportedly been filming himself, oh my God, kids, attempting the viral fireball challenge, which has nothing to do with the cinnamon whiskey, a harebrained stunt where youngsters try and ignite rubbing alcohol to create a makeshift Molotov cocktail. She says, quote, they told me Corey had held a bottle of rubbing alcohol in one hand and lit it with the other, not realizing, because they're fucking retarded kids, how quickly rubbing alcohol burns off. Corey was in extreme shock, but kept saying, I saw it in a video. So this is the problem with the kids seeing these things on social media and online and everything. They see it and they just go, I'm going to do that too. Do you remember watching movies back in the day and being like, I'm going to try jumping from that building?
Beavis like, and Butthead got sued because some people, 2 young boys actually did something from that cartoon and got themselves injured. And Beavis and Butthead actually got sued for that. I'm not sure.
I remember that.
So that's the more retarded part. Like, I feel bad for the kid. It's not your fault you're retarded, but the more retarded thing is that this is actually a thing that's happening. Is like it goes back several years to the Tide Pod Challenge to more, you know, mellow things like the Ice Bucket Challenge and things like challenge. Why is it a challenge? Just because somebody did it and actually lived, now you have to try to do it? Sorry, but this is natural selection, people. It's going to work itself out in a couple decades, I'm sure.
I agree.
Where are they placing the blame on this? Is there any blame?
Because
I feel like back in the 90s, it would be on TikTok, which, and it would be shut down and sued.
Well, no, that's what's funny is the timing of this was just a couple days ago, and it's right in the midst of this attempted TikTok ban. So
Wait. There you go.
Isn't that today? Am I crazy?
April 5th
oh, this
is
happened.
Today.
Oh, this happened. Oh, sorry. My bad. It happened a couple days ago.
Oh, but... yeah. So the article came out today, but it's like okay. right as Congress is deliberating about the TikTok ban. So it's just one of those things like,
shady. Yeah, there you go.
And it's the New York Post. So who fucking knows?
Well, when gun rights were a thing, it was all about mall shootings and school shootings and everything they were putting out in the news, whether they were real stories or not real stories. I'm not saying one or the other, but it was all over the news because people. The news wanted us to be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Guns are dangerous.
Andrew, did you have anything queued up, or are you still figuring your life out over there?
think I got it.
Boner.
Okay, I'll stop sharing. You can try to share and see if this works. I mean, it's really... I'm glad you came on, because you make me feel less retarded about live streaming, so thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
That is such my pleasure for you.
You should be flattered to be insulted by Joe.
And there's some people in the chat, actually. Any word? Hey, dude, long time no see. LBP not flat, but they know it. Legit Bat Podcast not flat, but they... Well, okay, yeah. I'm not sure what that means, dude. Elaborate. And Happy Fun Ball says belly fat harness? Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah. Belly. All right, dude, go ahead. Shoot away with your retardation. Let's do it.
Oh,
all right. Is it sharing now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. I have a lot more videos. These are like the seven. They're very short, but just watch. This is the level of retardation. Yeah, just watch.
This is our world.
So there's no sound, but for the audio listeners, some dude is that a shop vac?
Looks like it.
They're using a shop vac to shoot like gas maybe and lighting it on fire.
Yes. That's exactly what they did.
I mean, that's fun, but you're going to
until you get
problems.
Yourself caught on fire like a week.
How to not play beer pong is the next one. So this rather girthy dude
why
jumps on the beer pong table.
Oh god.
He lost. That's an automatic forfeiture. He is far too big to be jumping from anything.
What did he think was gonna happen? I want to know.
I can't believe his legs still function.
Now, what was the end goal in that?
I'm proud to be indigenous.
I'm sorry. This next one, I'm very apologetic that I actually am gonna show it to you guys. Okay,
just okay. Apology accepted.
I'm already sorry. I'm watching it.
Ooh. What?
Where's the sound, though? Is there sound?
I don't know if there's any sound of these, but...
Yeah, there's supposed to be.
You probably have a setting weird. I have that problem, too.
Do you have sound on your end, Andrew?
I do.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's okay. We can narrate.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll make up our own caption.
It's just music. And think about, like, breaking bones and, like, people's souls leaving their body.
So this is a very clearly... large white woman that says I'm proud to be indigenous and she's wearing
no this
paint.
Is not a woman.
Oh, okay, dude.
Oh, my bad.
I couldn't tell by the man boobies. Oh, it's painful to look at. I'm glad there's no sound, actually.
I know, it would be worse. What is going on?
Is this a trans
is it a trans thing?
It's hard to tell.
I will say,
where do you get all these?
Asking.
How do I find them? I don't know.
That's weird searches.
They find you.
Okay.
Oh, is this is an
in,
Apple store?
I believe, San Francisco? Something like that?
Oh, is this the guy that took like seven
phones? No, he's stealing the fucking phones that are on display. They don't work. There's no point in stealing them. And no
I thought those ones did work. They were just locked in.
They're demos.
Oh.
Oh,
that's exactly what
he's
I was thinking.
Trying
when someone,
so hard.
We just heard that story. Did he actually get away with them? Is that this one?
Oh yeah, San Francisco.
He
leaves
a bag full of them. Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing. I was like, those are just demo phones. He's not gonna get. He might get money for them from other retards that think they're phones.
It gets worse.
He's a crackhead selling to crackheads.
Why not? Lord.
Oh, okay, this is an overly pierced. Individual. I'm not going to even say dude or chick.
She's probably 20 years old at most.
He looks like she's 12.
Wow.
And here we go. The last hearted thing for now.
Painting a wall.
So it's sorry, a shadow. So she's trying to paint the shadow.
Oh my God. That took me a minute. Holy shit, I'm retarded. Okay. Now, for the audio listeners, she's painting a wall, trying to get the shadow to go away.
Welcome to TikTok. Here we go.
Oh my Jesus. This is a chick that has a ton of safety pins through her face, and she's stitching her face together.
And she's very pretty. She does not have to be doing this.
I would disagree. She's wearing far too much makeup. Be very skeptical of people who are trying to cover up their face that much.
I think she looks naturally pretty. I bet she's very pretty without all of this stuff.
I think so.
Wow. She does have pink contacts in, which I think is pretty rad, actually. Sorry.
I mean, you can wear them, too.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what? I've seen this.
I am one with the mask.
I've seen that. So, yeah, I was going to say that protects from COVID, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I think it does as much as the masks that they made us wear during COVID. Just as much protection.
No, she definitely is thinking about other people.
Yeah. That was pretty bad, though, right?
Yeah. That was great. Oh my God.
It was disturbing a little bit.
Kind of thing, like, you know, not too tarded, but not too over the line kind of thing.
See, I always think about articles like I'm going to read them and then talk shit on them. I always forget that there's great videos to play that are so stupid. All you have to do is go on TikTok.
I can send it to you.
Yeah.
Still got it.
I mean, I want to see that. I just out of like dark, morbid curiosity, I want to see
exactly.
Awareness. It's not morbid, though. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's not dark. I don't watch dark shit.
It's a train wreck where you watch it and you're like, I don't want to see it. And I kind of do.
Yeah. I wanted to see it the whole time. It's not. The whale's already dead. If it died in that moment, I would be like, ugh, I shouldn't have watched that. But it was dead for a very long time.
Okay.
That's why they were researching it.
It's still. You can Google it on your own time. I'm not doing this on the clock anymore.
I will. Okay.
I'm on the clock here.
Oh, okay. You can't do anything wrong on Legit Bad, on Planet Retard.
You can't do anything wrong on any of these shows. We just say whatever we want, and then we go, peace. Speaking of that, I think my friend is actually here right now. I got a text earlier. I think he's in my house right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do we have any more articles?
For the cheesy bread.
No, we can save them, though, because I am going to start cacheting our stories since it seems like we have problems like sometimes. But when we have Andrew and Allison on, there's no shortage of shit. So you might be regular Planet Retard people now.
I know. We used to do this every Sunday. I don't know what your Sundays look like, guys. But
if you were to see my desktop right now, I actually have an entire folder with subfolders ready for this.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Just for Planet Retard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
Okay, so we have a good stash waiting. Okay.
And we'll have to make a point to do this more often. Usually we do it.
No problem.
We do it in waves. This winter, we kind of took a break from it, but then we took a break in the summer because we were very busy, and then in the winter we weren't. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, it just depends.
We'll get it back in our
schedule. We're very temperamental. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming on. And anybody who doesn't know Allison, you can go to allison-gray.com.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I remembered it. Yeah. And I'll put it in the show notes, of course, but on the live stream, go back to When Angels Had Wings a couple shows ago, and you'll find her links in there. Andrew, do you have any links? I can't get everything right. And Andrew, did you have any links you want to share? I know you've been on a couple other shows. Nope. All right.
I'm a co-host. I'm not a host.
That's all right. Honor.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks, everybody on Rockfin who joined. Anyword, good to see you again, and happy fun balls. I don't think I've ever met you before, but...
And all right. I was just trying to read the comments.
Good to meet you, too.
I would love to see this chat. It sounds lit.
Oh, no. There's just like two people
in there
right now.
Just a few things. We haven't gone live in so long, so just seeing a couple people chat to us, we're like, oh, thank you.
I know.
We're even watching. We haven't gone live in a very, very long time.
But I'll put this out on YouTube, too, and audio and all that. So thanks for listening, I guess.
But hey, I actually might be able to get you guys on with another semi-popular podcast if you guys are interested.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just let me know.
Hell yeah. Okay.
All right, guys.
Sounds fun.
Have a great one.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.